Lane Warner kicks off for the Pirates to number 22, Schneider. He breaks a couple tackles and gets into the middle of the field and he's out in the open. And the kick is returned for a K-Pack Chiefs touchdown.
Actually, we're going to keep it right here as they make kickoff number 22 for the K-Pack Chiefs with a kickoff return for a touchdown. It is 6-0 right off the bat here. 11:45 mark. Eddie Fury View along with Jeremy Burgess. And just like that, how many yards was that one?
80-yard return on that one.
That was number 22 with the kickoff return for the K-Pack Chiefs. Sam Schneider, the leading rusher that we just had here, as the pretty much right up to the end of our pregame show. And scoring right off the bat, the K-Pack Chiefs at the 11:45 mark on special teams. 80 yards for Sam Schneider. Going for the 2 points. Hand off to Schneider. No, it's a playoff action. And good for the two-point conversion. And K-Pack leads 8-0 right off the bat as we start things off due to a kickoff return. 8-0, 11:45 mark. We'll be right back. All right, 8-0 already, a kickoff return by K-Pack Chiefs. Just get the first score on the board here. It's not how you want to start off there, Jeremy.
No, that is definitely not how you want to start off, only 15 seconds into the game.
But some luck here for Pack. Is that kickoff went out of bounds, so it'll be a flag. See if they'll do a re-kick or they'll take it where it'll be placed. And usually it's around the 30 or 35-yard line.
Illegal procedure on the Chiefs. Peck will take it over on the 35.
So you're just joining us. It is 8-0 already. K-Pack scoring the kickoff return. Sam Schneider for 80 yards. But Peck starts off on offense, and it'll be an offsides on K-Pack. Jumping unless Peck jumped. Nope, it's offsides on K-Pack. Early game going on right now in Alcona and Deckerville. At the end of the first, it was Deckerville leading Alcona. Both teams undefeated, most points in eight-player football in Division One. When we last checked, it was 20-14. Deckerville leading. Key game there.
Offensive shootout.
With the snap, Hayden moved to the right, looking for a pass. He'll throw it up, and the receiver, did he get his foot in? And I think he did.
Yes, he brought that down.
Down to number two for the Pack Pirates.
About 26 yards on that pass play. Brought down by Peters for K-Pack.
Thomas West, the receiver. And you said how many?
26, 27 yards on that play.
So moving down the field past the line of scrimmage. And with the snap, a toss over to number 15 to the left side. And maybe a gain of a yard, if any. That was Watson.
Watson on the carry, brought down by Iribe Arce.
I don't know if he got much on that or if any at all. So I'm going to say 0 yards. Up to the line of scrimmage, second down and 10, maybe 9 3/4 and a whole bunch of inches. With a snap under center, hand off from the left to the right side, brought down by number 13 with the hit. Number 3 with a carry for the Pack Pirates, that was Aiden Alfaro.
Brought down by number 13, Alan Iribe Arce again.
That kid's
all over the field.
He is like back on both sides of the ball, can pass, second leading rusher. Leading in touchdowns as a whole in offense as well. 2 yard gain there for Alfaro. Be third down and 8 at the 37-yard line in K-Pack territory. A pass right down the middle of the field, incomplete, intended for Alfaro. And it brings up a 4th down and 8. Now, if you're Coach Burgess, you're at the 37-yard line in K-Pack territory. What do you do?
You're already down, so you're going to go for it.
All right. 10:25 to go here in the first quarter already. It's 8-0, K-Pack with the lead. Here at Pack High School, week 9, next week playoffs, man.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Where'd the season go?
Yeah. Shotgun position. He'll go for it on fourth down. Looking. He'll throw it up with a lobber and incomplete out of bounds. It'll be turnover on downs. K-Pack will take over at their own 37-yard line on fourth down and eight. Incomplete by Peck. We'll be right back. Five-yard gain by the K-Pack Chiefs, Sam Schneider. And it'll be the keeper now for Allen Uribe Arce.
On the reverse on that play.
On second down and five. He is the hybrid quarterback slash halfback. And it gets just across midfield from the 43. Seven, I would say eight, 9 yards?
Eight, yeah.
What are you going to give him?
I'd give him nine on that one.
All right.
And a big hit on the sideline by Brennan Stoll for the Pirates.
9-18 and counting in the first quarter. 8-0. K-Pack with the lead. First series of offense. Their first touchdown was due to a kickoff return by Sam Schneider. Shotgun. Pistol, you could say. The toss over to Schneider to the right side. Big hole. Man, he's fast. Brought down by the shoulder, but he stays on his feet. It's like David Montgomery out there.
Yeah.
From the 48.
Brought down by Pullman for the Pirates.
So it gets a gain of 8, 19, 13, 14 yards there for Sam Schneider. Offensively in scrimmage. First down and 10. Ball will be at about the 34-yard line, it looks like. K-Pack on offense leading 8-0, 8:45. We have a receiver in a slot on the left side. Pistol position again. Handoff. Tez now looking for a receiver. Coming back for it. Number three keeps his feet in bounds and brings it down.
Tez now's pass to Vock.
That's from the 34 down to the 10-yard line. A 24-yard reception. I like how he came back to the ball there and didn't wait for it.
Yes, he caught that at the highest point, and he kept the ball. He kept himself in between the ball and the defender there. So he
that pass stayed in the air for quite some time too by Tez now. So K-Pack back in offense. So Ohio, they'll take their time here. 8:20 to go. 8-0. First and 10. In the immediate red zone at the 10-yard line in Peck territory. Over to the far right is Vock, Boston Vock, in the slot on the right side. They are moving from right to left. Right up the middle, Sam Schneider, and he will get in.
In for the score.
For 10 yards, touchdown, K-Pack, 7:59 mark, 14-0 for the K-Pack Chiefs. 7:59 to go in the first quarter. Number 22, K-Pack's Sam Schneider with a 10-yard run right up the middle in the first quarter. Coming back to the huddle, see what they'll do on the extra point, two or one. And I think more than likely it'll be 2-point. In the pistol, running back right behind him. It'll be a toss over to Schneider to the left side, and he'll jit across the pylon.
No.
And he'll say no, he did not get in. 14-0, 7:59 to go. It's K-Pack with the lead. We'll be right back. 4 yard gain for K-Pack. Started off from their own 40-yard line with a return. That was a short squib of a kick by K-Pack. 4 yard gain for the first play. A pass complete to number two. Cross midfield from the 44 to number two.
Thomas West on that reception.
So they'll go from the 44. 6, 7, 8 yards maybe?
Give him 8 on that one.
And moves the chains. Cal Hyden with the pass to Thomas West. Number two for Peck. They're down 14-0. 7:10 to go here in the first quarter. Ball at the 47-yard line in K-Pack territory. Handoff over to the left. One up the middle, but got some positive yards. Looks like maybe to the close to the 45-yard line. 2 yard gain.
Brought down by Turner. Watson on that carry.
All right, the ball will be around the 45-and-a-half-yard line in K-Pack territory. A little cooler today than it was, Monday was in the 70s, I believe.
Yeah,
it cooled off to the 40s. A little bit of rain also in that bright rainbow. Sean, did you see that one?
Yeah. Yes.
Over to the right side. Flag comes flying in behind the line of scrimmage. That pass behind the line of scrimmage to Watson, but there's a flag. Could be a holding, and it will be against the Peck Pirates. A holding call, be second down and 17. Now put them back into their own side of the field. Peck committing that holding call.
Yes.
A little bit of a delay. Getting the play up, and now they'll get set here. As soon as they place the ball at the 45-yard line, Peck's own. They're on offense right down the middle of the field there. Positive yard, trying to get back to the original.
Fumble on the play.
And it'll go out of bounds. K-Pack almost reached for it. That was Watson with a reception.
Tried to set up a middle screen there. You don't see that too often in eight-man football.
So maybe got about 5 yards in that one. To be second down and about 12 after committing the infraction of the holding call. Third down and 12, looking for a pass play, obviously, to the left side. Nobody on him. He'll catch it. I think that's number seven. That would be
Pullman on the reception.
Hanza Pullman, the junior. Close to the first down marker. Did he pick it up?
It looks like he's going to be a half a yard short on that one.
All right, so gain of about 11-yard reception on that. We'll give him that there. Looks like right up the middle.
Watson on the carry for the Pirates up the middle. Brought down by number 24, Jacob Clowers for the Chiefs.
So how many yards you got on that one?
I'd give him about four on that play.
Okay. That's just his fourth carry. But the last play was a key one. Pullman making up a lot of those yards in third down. Hanza with 11 yards and then picking up that 1 yard by Watson was key. And I think that's their second first down scrimmage. Ball will be at about the 36-yard line for the Peck Pirates up against the K-Pack Chiefs, moving from left to right. Play action a little bit. Being chased down. Hyden will throw it up with a pass. And looks like he intercepted inbounds.
Yes, he did.
And he did. Number two.
Gabe Peters on that interception for the Chiefs.
And that's a turnover by Peck Pirates. We'll be right back.
Turnover has the ball at the 27-yard line.
Welcome back. K-Pack with the interception on defense. And this after a pretty good drive here by Peck, and they turned the ball over there. Be at the 27-yard line for the K-Pack Chiefs, their own 14-0, 4:39 mark. It'll be number one with the carry. Tezenau, the quarterback, pushed out of bounds, but a huge game. But a flag comes in at the end of the play as he ran out at the 40-yard line with a 13-yard gain. We'll see what they do here. Maybe at the 41, so maybe 14 yards.
Costa on the one that pushed him out of bounds there.
Play on play.
I'm still waiting to see who committed the foul. Holding on K-Pack, so that play will be negated and brought back.
Holding
so it'll be first and 20 now from the 17-yard line. Or is that a spot foul?
It's a spot foul, so okay. It'll be...
So, yeah. Do I give him a
first
yard?
First and eight, maybe?
I mean, I don't know how to do that. I mean, for yard-wise purposes, do you give him the yards or do you not?
You give him the yards on that, but okay. Then you get the penalty yards.
All right, so the quarterback, he had what? He went to the 41, so he had him
14 yards.
14 yards, but the penalty comes back. So he still gets credit for the yards, I guess.
Hand off the middle for the Chiefs.
Looks like
Uribe Arce on the carry. Brought down by the whole entire line of the Peck Pirate defense there. Led by number 51, Jake Molesworth.
Looks like you got about 4 or 5 yards in that one.
Yep.
And who had that one?
Uribe Arce for the run on that one.
We'll give him 4. Yeah. This will be third down and about 5 from the... Looks like around the 31-yard line. The carry by Sam Schneider. The speed, he may be little, but, man, he is fast. And he gets the first down and more.
Brought down by Alfaro for the Pirates.
That one from the 31. He'll get 9, 14, 15, 16 yards in that one for Sam Schneider.
Once he gets the ball in his hands, he hits that hole and just goes.
Yeah, the speed on him. be first and 10.
K-Pac has controlled the offensive and defensive lines here early.
And on special teams.
Yes.
We had two receivers on the right side. The snap goes to Tez now, the quarterback, over to number 3. Still on his feet for the reception. And it'll be complete for a gain of about 9 yards, possibly down to about the 45-yard line in Peck territory.
Tesnow's pass to Vach is complete, brought down by Alfaro and West. Peck is going to call a timeout after that play.
2:48 to go. It's 14-0. It'll be second down on about 1 at the 45-yard line, K-Peck in Peck territory. We'll be right back. Wow. Yeah, they get down there and then it stalls.
Yes.
Stalls.
And it's big here that K-Pac is controlling both sides of the line here.
Yeah.
They're not giving Peck any time to pass.
No.
I think Hayden would be all right if he had some time.
Yeah, if you do, look at that last play.
That screen right up the middle, yes. Yep.
And then the other one over to the left.
Yeah. So. You got to get them quick passes out.
All right. All right, coming back here. Timeout was called by Peck. What do you think, to give him a rest or to reset on defense or get a talking to?
All of the above on that one.
Okay. Second down and a long one, maybe 2 yards. Ball is at about 45-yard line in Peck territory by the K-Peck Chiefs. The Chiefs lead in the first quarter. 2:48 to go. It's 14-0. Short snap. Tez now with a toss over to Schneider. Schneider to the left slot. Finds a hole. Dodges a couple of tackles. Still on his feet. Down to about the 30 to the 29-yard line.
Brought down by Watson on that play.
15, 16-yard gain by Schneider on that one. Back-to-back 16-yard gains. Up to 61 yards. And he has 2 touchdowns. 1 on special teams, a kickoff return, and a 10-yard TD. Rush.
He was making people miss left and right out there on that run.
2:20 to go in county, 14-0. First and 10, impact territory for the K-Pac Chiefs offense. Gets a snap. Tez now hands it off to number 2, brought down.
Gabe Peters on the run.
Peters with the carry for the Pirates.
That's his first carry, I believe. And
brought down by Lane Warner on the play for the Pirates.
Under 2 minutes to go. I think he had 1 or 2 yards on that one.
Yeah, give him 2 on that.
Okay. 1:50 and counting. Huddle at the 40. They'll come back up to about the 27, 28-yard line. 1:40 and counting, 14-0. K-Pac in offense. Gets a snap. Tez now. Play action. He'll be chased down to the backfield. He'll be brought down for the sack.
Brought down by Lucas Trombley in the backfield for that big sack there.
Big defensive stop here by the Peck Pirates. They needed that. And that goes from the 28 back to about the... Well, apparently they called the whistle for the progress.
Looks like about a 10-yard loss on that play.
So the ball will be placed around the 39-yard line. It will be 3rd and 20 with about a minute to go here and counting. 14-0 in the first quarter. K-Peck with their first defensive play.
This is a huge stand here for Peck if they can keep K-Peck out of the end zone here. Handoff off the left side to Schneider.
Gets to about the
9 yards on that play.
31-yard line. Clock would continue to roll.
Brought down by Pullman on that play. Elijah Pullman.
That was Schneider, right?
Yes. Brings up 4th and 11 for the Chiefs.
25 seconds and counting in the first quarter. It's 14-0. 4th and 11. Big 4th down situation.
I don't think K-Pac has to run a play here if they don't want to.
Now, they got Vach, who's got 33 yards so far, and Wiley Roos, one of the leading receivers, a second leading receiver. Vach is the leader. Play action, looking for a pass, throws it up down the middle of the field, and good defense And no flags. Both teams went up for the ball. K-Pac was smart to put his arm up. And that'll be incomplete at the end of the first quarter. It's 14-0. K-Pac with the lead. Turnover on downs. It'll be Peck back on offense at their 31-yard line. We'll be right back. They needed that.
Yes. I got to do the elementary basketball thing tomorrow in Brown City. The girlfriend's kid plays fifth grade basketball, so they got two games at 9 and 10:30.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's right. Those go all day. Don't
yeah.
They? And do they do a round robin?
No, they only do like two games a weekend now for 4 weekends, so it's not bad.
Huh. Welcome back. 14-0 at the end of the first. Big 4th-and-11 stop by Peck Pirates. Incomplete pass by K-Pac. And they get the ball back after the interception. So that's another key defensive stop for Peck. They had a sack, which helped them set up to get the ball back. But they'll be at their own 30-31-yard line, moving from right to left now as they switch sides of the field. Complete.
Trips.
Short pass. And West breaks a big tackle. Down from the 30.
Brought down by Tesnow, but not before he picks up probably 17 yards.
I'm going to say 16. But big play there. We talked about, like, maybe that's what they need to do. A little bit quicker. West getting that reception. Moving the ball down the field. They have, you know, the last couple series, able to move the ball, but just turned the ball over.
Yeah.
Ball at about the 46-yard line, their own, for Peck Pirates after the completion in the second quarter. Hand off over to number 3. Flag in the backfield, however. Some positive yards still on his feet to about the...
Alfaro on the reverse there.
That play may be negated because if it's in the backfield. He went from the right to the left side. See what the official says. Notice that I warned people this morning if they were listening to wear your coats. Bring something warm, bring a towel to dry, maybe sit on these cold aluminum bleachers.
Yes. So.
And it will be a holding penalty on Peck.
We're a little bit spoiled up here in the press box.
Yes.
A little bit warmer up here.
Yeah, it's not bad in here.
No.
Just a lot of mousetraps other than that.
Yeah.
I asked a question in Swap Shop about how to keep the critters out of my camper. And I had a lot of good answers. So. All right. Ball will come back at about the 36-yard line for Peck after the holding call. First and 20. Looking for a pass being chased down. He'll lob it up. Great grab by Peck. That is number 7 with the catch. That is Hunza Pullman.
Brought down by Uribe Arce for the Chiefs.
From the 36 down to the 45.
Almost picked up all the penalty yardage on that play. Back to the original line.
9 yards on that one. Second down 11, ball at the 45-yard line. Peck's Pirates' own 45-yard line. 10:42 to go here in the second quarter, 14-0. So they are having decent success. They haven't had any negative yardage other than 0 yards.
Yeah.
And the penalties. Under center, the toss over to Watson. And he'll be brought down with the loss of yards.
Brought down in the backfield by Uribe Arce again.
Watson, the ball carrier. Substantial loss. It'll be second down and 11. So maybe a 2-yard loss in that one. And just as I say, no loss of yards, they get the loss of yards.
And what has gave Peck success here in this early going is them quick passes and them quick runs up the middle where they don't have to try to control that line.
So it looks like a 3rd-and-12, maybe 13. Ball is at about the 44-yard line, 43. 9:48 to go. It's 14-0, second quarter. K-Pac with the lead.
Peck's going to go trips left here.
And that worked last time when they did that.
Yeah.
With the snap shotgun. Throws it up. Left side. And he's got the hype, and he outsizes
him. Did
he
catch it?
And he did. Gets
yes,
the first down. Down to the 35-yard line from the 44. 21-yard reception for Pullman. How many did I say?
21.
Number 7 Hansa Pullman with the reception. He's check. They said Checo. Because it has on the roster, Jan.
Pretty impressive to be able to keep his feet inbounds there on that sideline and catch
like
that.
Like an NFL fantasy football player. This one to West on the right side now with a pass play from Cal Hayden. Moving the chains, or at least the yard marker.
Looks like about 7 or 8 on that play.
We'll give him 7. West with that.
And Peck's getting back to that quick pass game here and picking apart the defense. And not giving that K-Pac defense enough time to set and come in.
9 minutes to go, 14-0. Moving down the field. This is the further they've been down the field here. At the 28-yard line, a handoff up the middle, trying to keep the game honest to Watson, to the 35, or 25, that is.
Brought down by Brandon Such for the Chiefs.
3-yard gain. Just enough for the first down. Another update coming in, 34-28. Deckerville's up at the half against Alcona. Here it's 14-0, 8.5 to go here. First and 10, ball at the 25-yard line for the Peck Pirates. Looking down the field, Hayden swings it over to Pullman. Pullman catches it complete, and he reaches for the red zone line at the 20, and I think he got it.
Turner on that tackle.
At pass, going to the left side, the pass from Hayden to Hansa Pullman.
Give him 6 on that play.
Be 8 minutes to go in counting, 14-0. Second quarter, K-Peck with the lead. Peck trying to make a drive here. Nose is right at the 20-yard line. Under centers, Cal Hayden. And jumping, offsides could be a free 5 yards and could be a first down here for the Peck Pirates. We'll be right back.
Offside penalty against the Chiefs. That's a 5-yard penalty.
Boom.
Pre-snap.
Incomplete pass as he was looking for a pass to the right side, but he was chased down by a defender, K-Pack. And it'll be third down. Looks like he didn't pick up that first down.
Third and inches.
Yeah, they're going to say 3rd down and 1. I don't know why they just didn't sneak maybe up the middle. So incorrect in that call. He's short by inches for the first down at the 15.5-yard line or 1/4-yard line, inches. So it was not a first down after the offsides by K-Pack and the incomplete pass by Pack there. And now here we go, 3rd down and inches. Can he get the first down? And he does. And moves his legs about 2-yard gain there on 3rd down and 1 or inches by Watson.
Tackled by Anderson for the Chiefs.
He's tackled by number 2, Peters, for the Chiefs. Ball's on the 15-yard line.
All right, around the 14-yard line, 7:10 to go, 1st and 10. They're in the red zone. This is the furthest they've been down the field, the Peck Pirates.
This is a big drive here for Peck. They've got to score and convert this close to the end zone.
And they have time or enough field here to get another first down if needed. So, yeah. Under center, Hayden. Play action, moves to the left side. He'll throw it up and just goes out of bounds.
Big pressure there by Zutch for the Chiefs.
Just incidental contact. That was intended for
number 7.
Pullman, yeah.
Yep.
So incomplete to the left side. It'll be 2nd down and 10 at the 14-yard line for the Peck Pirates. They got the band. They got the cheerleaders out here. In their cold weather gear, of course. And you got your... You're not wearing Carhartt yet, right?
Okay.
Pretty close. Oh, brought down on the right side.
Screen pass to number 2, West.
And West...
He's going to lose a couple on that play.
Yeah, that was to the right side.
It's going
to
make it 3rd and 13 for the
loss of 3 or 4. So how would he put that on paper?
It was a pass play, and he lost yards.
Okay.
So just a negative pass.
It looks like 4 yards. Oh, so it'll be 3rd and about 14. Ball will come back around the 18-yard line for the Pack Pirates. Coming down to 6 minutes to go here. It's 14-0. K-Pack with the lead. Third and 13 now after the loss of yards in that pass play to the right side to West. We have a double setup of receivers on the left side. Hand it off the middle, though, to throw him off. He'll get back to around the 14-yard line. Gain of about 4 yards there.
Watson on that carry brought down by Clowers.
That's the longest gain in scrimmage's 4 yard runs so far for Watson. He ain't gaining much right now. He's got 18 total. 5.5 to go, 14-0. It's been mostly the passing game. Unofficially, 50 passing yards. With the looking down the field, over to the left side, has Pullman. Pullman at the 15, inside the 10 now.
Ran out of bounds by Uribe Arce. But I don't think he got the first down, so it's going to be a turnover on.
Or is it? First down, so the Chiefs will take
yep.
Over
yeah.
Down.
Turnover on downs.
So he got down to the 6 yard line, and he was short by, what, 3 or 4 yards after that reception. So we're going to give him 7 on that. But the turnover on downs, they got down to the 6 yard line before the turnover on downs by Peck. So. K-Pack takes over. Looks like around their own 6 or 7 yard line. It's 14-0. 5:13 to go. At least, you know, I guess the only good outlook on that is they slowed down Peck from scoring. So.
K-Pack.
Yeah, oh. K-Pack. But look out! The speed by Sam Schneider. Finally pushed down from behind by West, and he falls forward. I think out of bounds or inbounds, but from the 7.
Looks like about a 42-yard run on that play.
We'll give him that. Man, the speed on him. That's the largest gain in scrimmage by either team overall. 40. It looks like they're going to pull it back. We'll give him 41.
5 minutes remaining in the half.
And that drive by Peck took up 7 minutes of the second quarter here. Mm. And we were just talking about ball control, trying to keep K-Pack out of the end zone.
The keeper. By Allen Uribe Arce from the 47 gets across midfield into Pack territory.
Brought down by West.
And looks like
he picked up enough for a first down.
By number 15, Cameron Watson.
So I think just about 11 yards. See, 46. Yep. We'll see 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, we'll give him 11.
We'll give him 11.
Ball would be at the 41-yard line in Peck territory. Schneider with a carry. Speed off to the left side. Dodges another tackle. Breaks
still
one.
On his feet.
And he's taken off into the end zone. Just crossing it. Touchdown.
41-yard run on that play.
Whew. Matches his other long run, and that one counts as a touchdown. He has a 10-yarder and now a 41-yarder, and it's now 20. To 0, 4:37 mark for the K-Pack Chiefs.
K-Pack wasted no time on that series to score.
4:37 mark here in the second quarter. That didn't take long.
Two big plays will help that out.
We have a Peck player coming off slowly off the field here.
Lucas Trombley.
He's one of the bigger guys here in the field, and maybe key in the offensive line also, so going to lose him. Could make problems for Peck on the offensive line and defensive line. As he comes out the field gingerly, on his own accord, though, by the way. So K-Pack going for the two-point conversion, 4:37 to go, 20-0, 41-yard TD, and looking for a pass. Uribe Arce throws it up incomplete.
Intended for Boshaw.
And we'll be right back. It's 20-0, 4:37 to go. K-Pack leading Peck. Welcome back. 41-yard TD run by Sam Schneider of K-Pack Chiefs. That puts him over 100 yards. And now over 150 as well.
And it looks like he broke 1,000 yards on the year.
Wow. You guys had this. Because I was just doing a show prep because he's not that far from 1,000 yards. And they have a special ball for him, so fantastic. So who gets the game ball? the broadcaster.
Right.
Congrats to him, and he's showing why. So even against their, even in their losses, you know, he put up some decent yards. So
nice kick goes through the end zone,
and there'll be a touchback for Peck. We'll be right back. It's like around the 20-yard line because of the touchback. 3-yard gain for Watson. Second down and 7 clock. Continues to run. 4 minutes to go. 20-0 is your score. KPAC with the lead, and congrats to Sam Schneider. Over 1,000 yards. He got it beat by 70 yards, they said. We got a picture of the ball.
Oh, almost picked off on that play.
Yes. Number 21 had a chance.
21. Zach Stroop on that one.
Stroop just let it droop. That's going to stop the clock, 3:52, but it'll be already a quick third down and 7, I believe. Am I correct?
Yes. In timeout, Peck Pirates here.
All right, well, they'll think about it. We'll be right back. All right, incomplete pass. He drops it. West drops it. Brings up a 4th down and 7 quickly here. After a timeout, 3:47 to go, 20-0. And that's 1,000 yards for Sam Schneider for this season. Okay.
Yes.
And they'll have to punt it off from around the 15 or 10-yard line. And that ball will be picked up the return from midfield at the 50. Oh. Look out, KPAC number 3 into the end zone. Touchdown and the punt return, I think, right from the 49.
Boston Vach on that return.
Second special teams touchdown for 51 yards, Boston Vach, to make it 26-0, 3:34 to go in the first half. Gets a snap, goes for 2, right up the middle.
No good.
No good. And 26-0, though, is the damage done, 3:34 to go. KPAC with the lead on the punt return, 51 yards by Boston Vach. We'll be right back. Here we go. Kickoff return here from the 20.
Thomas West. Gets it across the 35 or 30.
It's like near the 34, 33-yard line for the return, where Peck will start off on this next series of offense. Closest it got down to was around 6 or 7-yard line. But turnover on downs and fourth down. If you're just joining us, KPAC gets another touchdown, 26-0, a punt return, Boston Vach. Oh, big catch there. And
Hyden, though, Thomas West on that one.
That was a little quiet of a pass that got down in between two defenders. And that one from the 33 on 1st and 10 into KPAC territory.
About 20.
Let me see, from the 33, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, it's 7 to the 40. That's 7. Then 17 to the 50.
Thomas West has broken the single-season receiving yards record.
26-yard reception. What do you think? And West just broke a record here tonight.
Single-season receiving record.
Ooh.
Give up the middle is the number 15, Cameron Watson.
I'm going to give him 20
Watson
yards. Yeah, you're right, 20 yards in that one from West, right?
Yep. And Watson on the carry on the middle, up the middle on that one. Picks up about 5 on the play for the Pirates.
So West for 1,000 on the season.
They
right?
said they broke the single season record
oh.
for receiving for Peck.
Okay. And counting right now. So
yes.
By West. So a couple record breaking for the season for both teams here tonight. That one complete to Pullman. Hanza.
Heiden's pass.
That's Cal Heiden with a pass. And success with a passing game, it seems, more so right now. So we're
brings
gonna
up
go
third
down.
And short for the Pirates.
It's going to be 3rd and 1 for the Pirates.
Oh.
Pick up about 4 on the pass.
So it was 2nd and 5, right? Now it's 3rd and 1?
Yep.
So that was 4 yards.
The official's going to come back over here, and they're going to want to add more time onto the clock.
That was Pullman?
Yes.
All right. 1:57 to go. Ball at around the 33-yard line. I believe, yep, 33-34. 3rd down and 1. Critical 3rd down here. You want to try to get some points on the board before you go in to the half here. And I think they're working with some clock situation here in the press box. Well, they're looking for more time.
Added 8 seconds onto that clock. 2:05 and counting. Hayden with the handoff to Watson up the middle.
More than enough.
Cameron Watson.
So that from the 33.
First down.
Three, maybe about 7 yards in that one he needed, and he'll get to around the 27-yard line. So first and 10. Ball at the 27-28-yard line. A handoff to West from the right to the left. Gets to about the 25. Still moving ahead.
Brought down by number 11, Canelo Rodriguez, for the Chiefs.
He got about 5 yards in that one. And West carried that ball, so now I got to put him on the list.
Big series for the Peck Pirates here. Do they need to get in the end zone before the end of the first half?
Second down and five. I'm going to say about 5 or 6 yards in that one. Gets a snap in the short shotgun, and pass will be caught right around the 20-yard line. 2-yard gain, Alfaro. Haven't called his name in a while. He had a carry, and now a reception.
Less than a minute and counting here in the first half. Ball on about the 20-yard line.
2-yard gain. Third down and about 3. 45 seconds to go. We do have one more timeout left.
Fumble on the play.
Oh, and he falls. And loss of yards. Kind of tripped up on the ground.
Timeout on the field. Peck calls their third and final of the half.
So a loss of maybe 3 yards in that one as he tripped himself up. Hayden
brings up fourth and 6 now here with 35 seconds left in the first half.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. 35.5 seconds, 26-0 is your score. He fumbled it, so the loss of yards brings the ball back to around the 23-yard line for the Peck Pirates. Fourth down in 6 or 5 yards. Here's situation. Going for a pass play. Trips it up on the left side. He'll throw it up into the end zone. Does he have it? Oh. No. Incomplete. And that's when Alfaro had to come back for the ball and not wait for it. But there's a flag out here on the left side. He'll see who it's on.
Hayden's pass intended to Alfaro on that one.
All right.
Ineligible player downfield.
So that'll be against Peck. You'll just decline it, right?
Yep, decline it and then turn over on downs.
So the K-Pack Chase will take over and a turnover on downs.
It'll be a turnover on downs.
In a second situation where they got within side the near the 20-yard line at least, and turnover on downs, loss of yards, fumble, and gives the ball right back to the K-Pack Chiefs. Ball will be at the 23-yard line for the K-Pack Chiefs. With 29.9 seconds to go, it's 26-0. A lot can happen in 29 seconds with this K-Pack team, by the way.
Yes, when you have the quick hitters in the backfield. Looks like Uribe Arce is going to be in the quarterback position on this play. Hands it off to Schneider up the middle. Brought down by 51.
All right.
Chiefs give up the middle and then stop the hit line of scrimmage. It's going to be second and 8. And looks like
that looks like it'll be the end of the first half.
How many yards was that one for the last play?
Give him 3 on that one.
And that'll be Arce with a carry.
No, Schneider on that
Schneider,
one.
Schneider, okay.
Schneider on that one.
Uribe handed it off.
Yep.
Okay. And that will run the clock down to the end of the quarter. As K-Pack took over, didn't want to do anything too crazy there. And we'll go in at the half, leading 26-0. The K-Pack Chiefs leading the Peck Pirates. And we'll be back for our halftime stat report. These are unofficial stats, by the way. There's a lot happening on the field with a lot of different players involved here. And the MHSA This Week in High School Sports. And we'll look around for some scores in our coverage area. Week 9, end of the regular season here. K-Pack leading 26-0. Really making things tough for the Peck Pirates and really deny them the long shot odds of making a playoff spot in Division II. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. We're also streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. 26-0 at the half. K-Pack Chiefs lead the Peck Pirates. We'll be right back. had to give some love to Peck Pirates Band. That's pretty darn good there, huh?
Yes.
Pretty impressed there by the Peck Pirates Band. And there's some football players out there. Hansa Pullman is out there. You got one, two, three, four different football players here in band, plus it's senior night, but none of them are seniors here, I think. So.
No.
However, at the half, it's 26-0. KPAC Chiefs leading the Peck Pirates. Other scores coming in. We have the Lakers, an 11-player, leading Marlette at the half, 32-0. Sandusky leading in the second quarter, 22-6, when we last checked about a half hour ago. And also, when I last checked, it was Deckerville leading against, it looks like 34-28, and that was a half hour ago at the half. Deckerville leading Alcona in that one. That's what we have. And Cass City also, I believe, had a score pop up here, 20-6 with the lead there. Looks like WOW Sports switched up their game from Ubley New Lothrop to Cass City Seminary, apparently. You know, I should have sent my guys to the Ubley game. They're playing New Lothrop. That was a game of the night there. So, okay. Here it's 26-0, 2:36 to go before the start of the third quarter. Well, your touchdowns, Sam Schneider with a 10-yarder and a 41-yarder, along with his special teams, a 70-yarder, and Boston Vach with a 51-yarder, right?
Yes. Yep.
Go ahead and kind of give us a clue.
Okay, in the first quarter, the opening kickoff of the game, Schneider takes it 80 yards for a touchdown, and the two-point conversion is good. A pass from Tesnow to Uribe?
Alan Uribe Arce.
Uribe Arce for the two-point conversion makes it 8-0. And then at the 8-minute mark in the first quarter, Schneider takes a 10-yard run into the end zone. The two-point conversion is no good, makes it 14-0. The second quarter, with 4:37 left in the first half, Schneider with a 41-yard TD run. Two-point conversion is no good, makes it 20-0. And then at the 3:34 mark in the second quarter, Vach with the 51-yard punt return for a touchdown. Two-point conversion, no good. Makes it 26-0 where we are right now.
Jeremy Burgess there. Does the math well or kept track of it better than I could. You work at Nutrient Ag Solutions,
yes,
by the way. And out of the Brown City location,
yes,
right?
Yes, Brown City.
So what's been going on there lately? Everybody's still pretty busy?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. The farmers are able to get in the field here with an early harvest. So
had a little bit of rain this morning. I don't think it stopped anybody.
No. Gave them enough time to grease their equipment and get back in the field.
All right. So, unofficially, congratulations to Sam Schneider. He breaks 1,000 yards for the season. We see the football right next to us that they brought here. He has 155 yards unofficially on the ground. He is the leading rusher. There is a total of 195 yards rushing for the KPAC Chiefs and just 24 passing yards. Wait, 33. Okay, now I see it. I'll get that up there. 33 yards passing, unofficially, according to my crazy stat report. Rushing-wise, unofficially for PAC, 37. And also passing-wise, I got to add all this up here, 59... plus 5 equals 64, along with 55, will make it 119 yards passing thus far for the Peck Pirates. Passing game working out better than a running game.
Yeah, and it's them quick passes that's got Peck the positive yards, because that offensive line can't hold up on that against that KPAC defense.
And the key is Hansa Pullman and Thomas West. They're the tallest players, I do believe, out here on the at least on the receiving end, against the DBs as well. So I think you got to utilize that, yes, a little bit more, maybe on the outside and those short passing plays as well.
And Peck has done an excellent job of coming back to the ball.
Yeah.
Making
it
easy
Alfaro
for Hyten.
Should have came back, yes, to that. That would have been right there for him. So, but one of the players did. So,
yes,
yeah, you saw that. I think Pullman is the one that did that. Now, for KPAC, hey, just keep doing what you're doing, man. I mean, you are giving up some big plays here, but you got to lead 26-0. And they're running the ball well and just keeping it on the ground and keeping control. And are causing some problems for Peck also.
Yep.
I mean, you give – Peck makes just a quick misstep like a fumble or having to come back, you know, behind the line of scrimmage looking for a play to develop. K-Peck has the speed to be able to get to the quarterback pretty quick.
Yep. And like we've talked about week in and week out when I've been on the radio with you, special teams.
Yes.
Special teams can win or lose you a game.
And you add that to the mix – you know, right now, it'd be 14-0.
Yeah.
But, you know, those big plays by K-Pack able to do that on special teams. With a kickoff return right off the bat, stirred off the game, just 15 seconds in. And that was Sam Schneider with an 80-yarder. And then we have the 51-yarder by Boston Vach with a punt return in the second quarter. So, right now, things are all working here for K-Pack Chiefs. You know, I was looking throughout the records. You know, they had problems some against the tougher teams here. Last week, had a hard time against Deckerville, but that's Deckerville.
Mm-hmm.
Different level there. But still, at least K-Pack got that experience and see where they're at. You know, a 4-4 overall record, and if they keep this up, they could go 5-4. No postseason hopes, but at least things are looking good offensively here tonight against Peck.
Yep.
You want to bring something else up?
No, I was just looking at the rosters here to see what they have for seniors.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty good mix of juniors and seniors.
Now, this Peck team's young. They only got two seniors on this team, I believe.
Yeah, so, there's only two of them out here. Yeah. So,
all right, we'll get ready here for second half action. 26-0, K-Pack with the lead. They will kick it off. Peck will receive. We'll be right back for second half action. 26-0, K-Pack with the lead. Jeremy Burgess joining me for week 9. Kicking from the 40-yard line. K-Pack.
Excited to be on this journey this year with you here in the radio booth.
Otherwise, you'd be doing the Brown City the whole season. But
they
can't qualify this season either. They were last year. Picking it up from the 10-yard line for the return on special teams as Peck Pirates kind of gingerly makes a good 23-yard return.
West brings that one back out to the... say 27, 28 yard line.
Yep. Good 17 yard return for Peck Pirates. In the third quarter, starting off the second half. And they are moving from left to right on your radio dial or web stream at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the listen live link. Going under center, Cal Hayden. The handoff up the middle.
Watson on the carry.
It's from the 27. Three.
Brought down by Canelo Rodriguez for the Chiefs. Looks like he picks up 4 on the play.
Yeah, Watson.
Yep.
Second down and 7. Ball at about the 31-32 yard line for the Peck Pirates. Looking for a pass play. This one long developing. It'll go out of bounds. Incomplete.
Intended for Thomas West on that one.
Already a quick third down and 7. Again, the ball at around the 31-32 yard line. Third and 7, 11-17. And that third quarter clock did stop because of the incomplete pass. Looking for a quick pass down the middle. Incomplete. Went behind Watson.
Looks like one of them defensive linemen got a hand on that play, on that ball, broke up that pass.
I think Allen Uribe Arce. So it'll be already a quick fourth down situation for the Peck Pirates, and I'll have to put it off here quickly. Looking for the snap, a high snap over the head of number 3 to try to put it off, and he does get it off. He'll get a favorable roll forward. And right around the 50 to the 49-yard line. So a good break there for the Peck Pirates. Things could have been worse. We'll be right back. Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. That's a heck of a punt for Alfaro for what happened to Peters. Uribe Arce.
All right. Peters gets the carry. Gay Peters. And they started off their own 49-yard line. That's a 6-yard gain for Gabe Peters. Schneider is still out there, along with, looks like Alan Uribe Arce now at quarterback, I think.
Yes.
Flag comes flying up the middle, maybe gain of a yard. We'll see what this play is, or the flag about. He's in the backfield to either false start or holding. And a false start.
False start
against the Chiefs.
Back him up. Second and 9.
Oh, yeah, it's a 5-yard penalty. Michigan State, Michigan tomorrow night. Who you got? Are you a Moo You guy?
It's got to be Michigan State. but when they don't play,
yeah,
it's got to be both teams. But
okay,
when they're both playing together, I just
You're a farmer guy, so yeah, usually it's MSU. Ball at the 49-yard line. Impact territory. Fake pass. A little bit of a short.
Incomplete pass.
I think he caught it, actually. Yeah, they gave it to
him. Are they going
to
give it to him?
Yep. It's number 15.
Wiley Roos.
I think that's his first reception.
It was a short game. Going to make a third and 8 for the Chiefs.
So, yeah, maybe one or two on that one.
Yeah, give him one.
I think that was the first. At least it was a complete pass.
Yeah.
It'll be a handoff. Schneider in the backfield. And
number 2.
Pullman had him, and I think he slowed him down as racing in there was Alfar, or is that
Hayden.
Racing in there as well.
Gabe Peters on that carry.
Gabe Peters in the initial contact. Yeah, he's number 2, of course.
Yep.
Confused me. Pullman initially had the contact. So the loss of yards.
Loss of 6 on that play.
That's too bad because he had 6 the last time. He lost it. So,
bring up 4th and about 15 for the Chiefs.
It's 4th down situation. Throw a pass up. Complete. And he gets the first down. That was caught at around the 45-yard line. And then when pulled in for the tackle, gained an extra 5 or 4 yards after that.
Uribe Arce's pass to Willie Roos.
So that was a gain of
15, Cameron Watson on the tackle for your Pirates.
I'm going to say 15?
Yeah, I'd give him 15 on that one.
And that gets into Peck territory. And just merely made it about 1 or 2 yards past that first down marker. High snap. Schneider this time getting the carry. Look at the speed on him.
Jeez.
Taking off. See you later. 38-yard touchdown. K-Peck. He's nearing 200 yards for tonight. Unofficially for me. 38-yard touchdown. Sam Schneider of K-Pack after converting a 4th down situation with a pass play to Wiley Roos. And likely to go for the 2-point conversion for the K-Pack Chiefs. Peters is in there. Peters will get the look. He'll get hit back in the backfield by Pullman. But it's 32-0, 9:05 to go. Peck Pirates with the lead. The K-Pack Chiefs leading the Pack Pirates with 9:05 to go in the third quarter.
K-Pack hasn't had much ball control tonight, but they've not needed it.
Yeah, big runs. All right, welcome back. K-Pack gets on the board again here in the third quarter, 9:05 to go. That's the 4th touchdown of the night for Sam Schneider.
I was going to say he's going to go out on a high note for the year but he's only a junior.
Yeah, we were just looking at the schedule there. Both teams, a lot of players coming back. Peck, very young, is what we're seeing here. The return here to the 40-yard line for the Peck Pirates.
Peck will take over 1st and 10 from the 40-yard line here. Trailing in the third quarter, 32-0 with 9:03 left.
You know, Peck's been so close. Now, they got in within the 20-yard line in the first half, 6 yards away from the end zone. It just, oh, and right there, low snap, kind of fumbles it. They are going to say he was down possibly, or did K-Peck recover it?
Nope.
Or Peck, yeah. So on that snap, a loss of yards by Peck on the low snap.
Lane Walker recovers that fumble for the Pirates.
So 7-yard loss will be credited to Hayden, right?
Yes.
It's a low snap, hit his leg, couldn't grab it in time. Second down and 17 at the 33-yard line, their own for the Peck Pirates, moving from left to right. See some highlights here for Peck, but a lot of highlights from K-Peck as well. Complete over to the left side, making up a lot of yards.
Hayden's pass to Pullman on that one is complete.
Hansa Pullman, the junior.
Hansa Pullman on the far sideline.
Looks like he picks up 10 or 12 yards on that play.
Pick up 12 on the play. He's going to make it third and five.
Brought down by Seth Turner for the Chiefs.
I think he's a leading. Right there made him the leading receiver so far.
Looks like it'll bring up third and a long four for the Pirates.
Hiding in at quarterback throughout this whole
flag
game.
Flag on the play.
You saw what K-Peck did there defensively. Kept sneaking up on the offensive line. And it made the Peck Pirates offensive line move with a false start. So hard to discipline yourself and not moving, right?
Yeah.
Because you're afraid of getting hit.
Yep. So. And you know that defense is coming. You just want to try to get that extra step on them.
So now it'll be third down and a long 9 yards for the Peck Pirates. Ball at around the 41-yard line, their own. So a good approach for the defense by the Chiefs. You know, even though K-Peck lost to Deckerville last week, they scored the first touchdown on a fumble return recovery.
Oh!
Nice leap and gets the first down with the reception. From the 41 for 9, 14 yards to the 45, and that was
Pullman on that one. Hansa Pullman on that reception.
So big first down there, and they get into K-Pack Chiefs territory at the 45-yard line.
Give credit to Hayden on that one to keep that play alive in the backfield. Yeah. He sidestepped a defender.
A toss over to Watson, left side. Goes up to the slot. Good positive yards there for Cameron Watson.
Brought down by Sam Schneider for the Chiefs.
He's on defense too, huh? He's probably looking for 1,000 tackles maybe. So
he's doing it all tonight. He might drive the bus on the ride home for him.
6 yard gain, it looks like, for Watson. 6 or 5. We're going to say 6. Second down and 4. Down to the 39-yard line. Low snap. Hayden grabs it. Looks to the right side looking for a pass. Through the hands. And he knows he should have caught it.
Alfaro on the intended receiver.
He's dropped a couple here. That was to the right side. And he, angry at himself, knew he should have had that. He's hit the ground pretty hard there. Don't do that too hard.
Peck has given Hayden a little bit more time here to pass and dissect that defense.
Alfaro will come out. It will be third down and 4 at their own 39 after the incomplete pass. 6:24 to go. It's 32-0. 32-0. K-Pack Chiefs leading the Pack Pirates. Oh, and he slips in the backfield after the handoff from the left. Number 1 with the carry attempt.
Costa on that carry.
Rocco.
Loss of a couple on that one. Brings up 4th and 7 for the Pirates from the 43-yard line.
We'll let you know where we're going to be at come Monday with the announcement of our playoff coverage. Could be either Croswell or Deckerville. We'll see. I'd like to see Croswell one more time, though, you know. With the snap. Hayden, shotgun, looking for a pass, throws it up quickly, caught by Alfaro, redeeming himself there. Well, that was on 4th down.
Brought down by Schneider and Clowers. Not enough for a first down, so it'll be turnover on downs.
So yeah, I think he had about a 5-yard reception, but they're going to be short by 3-4 yards in that one. K-Pack Chiefs will take over when we come back here on WBGB.
Give us the Peters, you after chased down by Thomas West after a long game.
A big run by Sam.
See what we got on it.
Big run by Sam Schneider on that carry from the own 37-yard line, but then he fumbled it, and I think Peck has recovered it.
Number 48, Lane Warner recovers that.
So 13, 23, 33, 43. 47 yards, but he fumbles it, right?
Yes.
So he got 47 yards, but fumbles it away, and the Peck Pirates recovering the fumble and recovered by
Lane Warner for the Pirates.
Big play there for Pack, because I think Sam Schneider, had he broken that tackle, would have been in the end zone, but the ball pops out. He reached in there and pulled it out. Gets a snap, Hyde, and throws it up over to the right side. Oh, through the hands and dropped by Thomas West. Incomplete. So the Pack Pirates recovered a fumble here and get the ball back. Because had the ball not popped out, I think KPEC would have gotten in there.
Yes.
So 5:23 mark, incomplete, stops the clock, third quarter, 32-0. KPEC Chiefs with the lead against the Peck Pirates. And despite the score here, it's still a pretty entertaining game. You're seeing some good passing here by Peck. Highlight reel here for KPEC tonight. But, you know, Peck is moving the ball, just not able to put it all together here. A toss over to Watson left side, but bringing him down with a tackle in the backfield.
Canelo Rodriguez brought him down.
He's brought down by number 11, Canelo Rodriguez.
I don't think no gain in that one at all.
It's going to be third down.
Third down already, quickly. Maybe a half yard, but not much really the gain there at all. It was right at the line of scrimmage when he pulled him down. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. 32-0 here on senior night. Last game of the regular season for both teams overall. Pass in the middle of the field, caught.
Hyden to Pullman on that one.
And he gets the first down. So that one from the
20
15.
Yards. Give him 20 on that one.
Yeah.
Out to the 35. Brought down by Schneider on that one. First and 10 Pirates from the 35-yard line after that play.
20-yard reception. The yak after the catch had 5 more yards after that. So in the shotgun again, short. Hyden looking down the field for a pass play again. Slings it over to the left side. I think that's West.
Alfaro,
okay. I don't think they had any gain that one.
No.
He caught it, but no gain.
It's going to be second down.
Second down and 10. 3:55 to go. Ball on the 35-yard line for the Pack Pirates. Brought down inbounds. That was to the left side. Receivers left and right side. Slings over to the right side. And intercepted by number 8. And there was a face mask there. There was no call there. It looked like West was pulled on the face mask. And number 8 gets the interception regardless for the KPAC Chiefs defensively. Got in front of West. Brendan Busson. Calling his name for the first time here, I believe, quite some time. And KPAC will be at the PEC 49-yard line after the interception. So another setback here for the Pack Pirates. And we have a receiver to the left side for KPAC back in offense. Sam Schneider a little confused here. He'll have set up now on the edge in the right side. Moving from right to left, KPAC gets a snap. Tez now back in. We'll hand it off to Peters for a gain of 4 yards to the 45-yard line.
Gain of 4 yards for Peters. He's stopped by Hunter Pullman.
Brought down by Pullman on that play.
3:25 to go in the third quarter. 32-0. KPAC Chiefs back in offense.
Gain of 4 on that one for the Chiefs.
I want to put my coat on, but I'm going to go the Wayne County life guy.
Yeah.
not Carhartt season yet. Toss over to left side to Peters. Positive yards. Gain of about, let's see, five.
Brought down by Hayden and Warner.
Number 48, Warner on the play. Excuse me, just short of a first down, make third and two.
Brings up third and short for the Chiefs here.
That's they're nearing 300 yards overall rushing. Snyder, by the way, after he fumbled away, he went over 200 yards on that. If we count that, I think you do.
Yes. So, yeah. Yep.
So unofficially, he has 240. Shotgun position, running back right behind him is Peters. Run right up the middle of a big gain on third down and one.
Brought down by Hayden for the Pirates.
He got 10 yards in that one. So Peters getting some love out there. Ball be placed at around the 31-yard line. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 32-0. That's 32-0. K-Pac Chiefs with a lead against the Pac Pirates. And Pac territory, by the way. Peters back in. Schneider on the left side of the quarterback, Brody Tesnow. Tesnow doing a little bit of an audible here, and they'll call a timeout. Coach said, no. All right. 1:44 to go here in the third quarter. 32-0. K-Pac would leave. We'll be right back. What's going on over there, Libby? Oh, maybe I got to move this over here. The signal goes out here.
Now it's going to start dinging.
Yeah. I have one here. Let me see. Halftime, New Lothrop. Ugly beating New Lothrop 46-6.
Wow.
That was a half hour ago.
Ugly's having a down year, but they're still producing.
Well, this will be the sixth straight win if they hold this up. Cassidy leading 28-6. North Branch leading Holly 28-0. All right. Get back here. The snap. Looking for a pass play. Tesnow will be brought down. He'll slip away. Throws a pass up incomplete. As the coach wanted a, hey, you can call that whistle. We don't want to hurt him. So. But no, a good job by Tesnow from just slipping away and keeping the play alive. Did play action. It'll be second down and 10. So, 1:35 to go after the incomplete pass by K-Pac. 32-0. On a crisp, chilly night. But at least it's not raining like it was earlier.
Yes.
You know, so, yeah.
We've had a pretty good fall for good weather on Friday nights.
Dry, but that rain might have helped a little bit. So, a toss over to Peters to the right side for K-Pac. Big 10-yard gain. Can he get into the end zone? And he does. Touchdown, K-Pac.
30-yard run.
I'm going to say 31. How about it?
Yeah.
Want to give him 31?
Yep.
And that's his first touchdown of the game on second down and 10. 31-yard TD run at the 127 mark by Gabe Peters for the K-Pac Chiefs. It is now 38-0. I'm going for two. We have a receiver far left side. Look at the big man up the middle. Can he get across? And no, he's denied at the 1 yard line. They gave it to the big guy out there, number 99.
Devin Corbin on the run.
I like seeing that. Has he made one this year? Oh, they're trying to. What do you say?
First carry of the year, right?
First
there.
Carry of the year. That's like the refrigerator out there from the Chicago Bears. You guys know who he is? Okay. That's going way back in the 80s. So, all right. But 38-0 to the 2-point run denied. We'll be right back. You remember the fridge made a couple touchdowns, man.
Yeah. It's like, oh, no.
What?
That was the guy from Elmont. He said, I said, you win? He says, yeah. Lost Batani and Farquhar, though.
Always happens to them at the end of the season. Yeah, huh? That sucks, man.
And those two were their horses.
Yeah. Batani is, yeah. And I think Matthew Boholski went down, too, a couple weeks ago.
That's what he says. He says, it feels like
they lost three running backs then.
Yeah, and their JV team is depleted because they have to keep bringing people up. He says, it's just bad down there.
That's what happened last year, I think. They were playing hurt, you said. They were pretty bruised up.
Yeah, in that final game, yeah.
All right. Yeah, an update from Elmont. Somebody texting you?
Yeah, the coach down there, he said they won. He didn't tell me the score, but they won to finish 9-0 on the year.
Undefeated. Headed to the playoffs, beating Detroit Edison tonight. And, boy, there was a different time change on that game tonight.
Yes.
Breaking attack for the return for the 40. Thomas West still on his feet. Trying to get a block. He'll get down into KPAC territory. Is that ball was picked up for the return around the 25, I believe. And he broke tackles at the 40 and kept his feet moving.
All the way down to the 31-yard line.
So Peck finally getting into the KPAC territory on that.
Give him a 44-yard return on that one.
Yeah. So, in great position here to try to get some points on the board that they would love to have. By the way, Gabe Peters scored the last touchdown for KPAC, 31-yarder. Looking for a pass play. He moved all the way to the left side. Slings it up in the middle of the field, coming back to it, and it goes incomplete.
Good.
That intended
for El Faro.
Had a couple drop ones, but he had to come back for that one. It was a little tough.
And this looks like it'll be the end of the third quarter here.
All right. It'll be second down and 10 coming back at around the 31-yard line in KPAC territory for the Peck Pirates. 38-0. The KPAC Chiefs with the lead. Our final frame's coming up. We'll be right back.
Oh, going to be a flag.
Ooh.
Late hit.
So that's that was a bit of loss of yards, but
yeah. Add 15 onto it.
Cal Hayden looking for a pass play. He'll go to the left side. Goes out of bounds, but a late hit here by the KPAC Chiefs. It'll be a flag on KPAC. So that was on second down and 10, I believe. We'll see see if it was pushed out of bounds or not. There was a flag coming in here, so we'll see what the call is. So he had a loss of, 8 yards.
Yeah.
But the penalty with a late hit out of bounds by KPAC will take him down from the 32 down to about the 25-yard line.
So about second and 4?
So they replay the down, right?
Yes. Or is the down? Nope, down counted.
Okay, so it'll be
third.
Third. And about maybe 4 yards. A long 4.
Yeah.
So, all right. And the clock will run. 11:45 is 38-0. KPAC Chiefs with the lead. Gets the snap low. Hayden looking up. Had it in his hands. Took his eyes off it. Pullman, one of his rare drops for tonight. In fact, that's his first drop of the night. Took his eyes off the ball there.
Been a pretty sure-handed catcher and receiver tonight for Hayden.
And Hansa Pullman there, who just dropped it, is over 100 yards, so receiving. But dropped that one, would have had the first down had he turned upfield, but I think that's what he was looking at, to get upfield maybe to the end zone.
Yep.
But he got to catch it first.
Always got to secure the rock.
Okay, so the ball is actually at the 30.
It's going to be a flag on the play here. Interesting to see who they're going to call it on.
The ball's at about the 26-yard line right now. Fourth down coming up. And a long 4 or 5 yards.
This penalty could go either way here.
Speaking of running, the nose might be running here in a little bit.
Offsides on the Chiefs.
Big break here, love. But remember that last offside was short by inches. So did they get the first down? And they are going to let
them. Gave him the first down.
All right. Clock will run. The ball is just short of the 20-yard line by a half yard. So at the 20-and-a-half-yard line, it's first and 10. Looking for a pass, moving to the right side. Throws it up and brought down. Did he stay in bounds?
No, he did not. Incomplete. He tried everything he could.
I think that was Alfaro.
Yes.
He did catch it, but went out of bounds. So 10.5 to go here. It's 38-0. We do have a running clock, I believe.
Yes.
Running clock starts at what, 36 or?
35.
35.
35 okay. In the second half.
All right. Coming down to 10 minutes to go here. 38-0, K-Pack with the lead. Peck trying to get on the board here and stop that clock from running.
The acronym they tell us is TIPS. Timeouts, injuries, change of possession, and scores.
Man, you're getting ready for playoffs with all those euphemisms there. That one is complete for Peck. Looks like around the 15-yard line. Gain of about 5 or 6 in that one.
Hayden's pass to West on that one is complete. Brought down by a host of Chiefs there.
Third down and 5 at around the 15, 16-yard line for the Peck Pirates in K-Peck territory. This is the second closest they've been to the end zone. The last time was around 6 or 7 yards.
They just need to punch one in here and give that underclassman something to build on for the next year.
Low snap. Hayden looking up again for the passing play. He'll move to the left side. He'll keep it. Runs forward. Gets the first down. Inside the 10 to the 5. Down to around the 2-yard line with that carry. 13 yards by the quarterback keeper.
Picks up enough for a first down Pirates.
So it's at the 2-yard line, first and goal for the Peck Pirates. Knocking on the door here now. 8:44 and counting, 38-0. K-Peck with the lead. Something positive coming out this. And that's pretty good. He hasn't been doing that. You know, he's been waiting for plays to develop, and he just decided to take the ball and run.
Yep. Pretty good coverage by the Chiefs and gave him a running lane, and he just took it.
Hand off up the middle, over to the left side, and he crosses the plane. Touchdown, Watson, 8:18 mark for the 2-yard run. Cameron Watson with the carry to get it into the end zone for the first touchdown of the night for the Peck Pirates. 8:18, I believe that stops the clock now. 38-6, fourth quarter at the 8:18 mark. Set up by Hayden.
The two-point conversion is no good.
All right, 38-6, 8:18 to go. K-Pack Chiefs with the lead. Two-point run, no good. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. So, Peck gets on the board. 38-6, 8:18 to go, though, in the fourth quarter. And they've had three chances here when they've got in the red zone here. That's the first one they got into the end zone. With the return, Tez now on special teams. Sandwiched between two Peck Pirates, and one of the Peck Pirates gets up gingerly here after that tackle. Crossing midfield, Tez now a pretty good 20-yard-plus kickoff return, and he'll be around, marking the ball, looks like around the 46-yard line. 47, maybe. I have a Peck Pirate hurt at the end of that play on the sideline, and he's right by their bench as well. So the clock does stop now, right?
Yes. Go back to the normal scoring, normal time.
That last touchdown and the first touchdown for Peck. So I saw a penalty out there.
Lane Warner.
What did the official do there?
And they just made sure it was stop clock.
Okay. All right, so looks like around the 46, 47-yard line, 8:14 to go. K-Pack already in Peck territory. Shotgun position. Peters up the middle. It's Gabe Peters, the junior. clock will run. He had the last touchdown for KPEC.
Jaden Hang on that one. Tackle for the Pirates.
7:50 to go, 38-6. Peter's getting a 5-yard gain on that one. Second down and 5. And another run.
Number
big
three.
Time. Breaking it into the end zone. Touchdown.
Boston Vock for a 41-yard run.
Along with his 51-yard
flag on the play. Flag on the play back here at the.
Well, hold on here.
It's going to be holding on the Chiefs. Going to negate the touchdown.
So is that a spot?
Yes, that'll be a spot foul.
So he had 10.
So they'll lose 1 yard on the holding from the last original line of scrimmage.
So he had, what, a 12-yard gain on that one, I think. Vock? Vock, yeah.
Yes.
So it comes to be second and 8.
Yes.
Okay. Spot. Foul, Vock still gets his 12 yards. And that brings up a second down and 8. Another run for KPAC.
Quarterback keeper, number 13,
Alan Uribe Arce from the 45, 6-yard gain, short by a yard. So it brings up a third down in 2 or 3 yards.
Brought down by Hang from the Pirates.
6:50 to go in the game, 38-6. KPAC Chiefs with the lead. It'll be third down and 3, just around the 39-yard line, or 38. Man in motion, that's Vock, but it'll be the handoff to Gabe Peters. Peters to the right side, gets the first down and more. From the 39.
Brought down by West.
They'll get 14, 15 yards on that one. That puts 360-plus yards rushing for KPEC. 72 yards for Gabe Peters.
They have not needed to put the ball in the air at all tonight.
No. 6:15 to go. First and 10 at the 23-yard line. For the KPAC Chiefs, man in motion again. Let's just jet sweep run here. Something that we see Almont do, but we're seeing the 8-player version here.
Vock on the run.
Number 3, Vock carries the ball for the Chiefs.
So I'll get him into the
picks up about
red zone.
6 or 7 on that play?
We'll say 6. So 5:45 to go, 38-6, second down and 4 in the red zone at around the 17-yard line for the KPAC Chiefs. Alan Uribe Arce with a handoff to number 12 this time. Still running on his feet. He got the first down. It's going to be brought down around the 4-yard line. Gain of about 13 on that one.
Ryan Grant on the carry. First and 10 from about the 9-yard line.
Okay,
first
so that were the record? So they brought him back there, okay. So that was a game. Looks like they're into around the 1 or 2 yard line after that carry.
Uribe Arce on the carry.
Big run there. Man, I think he left any area trying to dive into the end zone. Gain of how many?
About 8 on that one.
So short by a yard?
No, give him 5. Okay. Give him 5.
Kind of hard to see an angle from here. We're at the left end of the press box. 4:39 and counting, 38-6. KPEC Chiefs with the lead. They put the chains down. Second and goal from around the 3-yard line for the KPEC Chiefs. Trying to add to the lead here. 4:20 to go. Vock is at the left end. Hand up to the big man. Can he get it in? Number 99, the big boy. Short
by a yard there.
It'll be fourth down and goal, but he gets some yards, though.
Devin Corbin on the run for the Chiefs. We'll bring up third and goal from inside the two.
So he had 2 yard gain on that one. Here we, is it third?
Yep.
It is a third down. Third and goal. Are they going to give it to him again? And he gets
in.
In
for the score.
Number 99, and he's being surrounded. Well, the celebration, Devin Corbin, number 99. Tried for a two-point run, was denied by half a yard. First run for 2 yards, and he gets it in for the one-yard TD run. Devin Corbin with the one-yard TD for the KPAC Chiefs. Looks like both sides of the fans here wanted to see that happen. PAC and KPAC, so 3:44 mark. And that was on fourth down or third down?
Third and goal.
Okay. I think they would have gave him another try if he wouldn't have gotten it in anyway. The last time there, so. All right. Is he still in there?
No. Nope.
They got him on the line now. Okay, they got him on the offensive line.
Delay of game on the point after.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a final. Harbor Beach over Maple Valley, 62-0. That trip was worth it. So loss of yards. False start, 5 yards. It is now 24-20 in the third quarter. When we last checked 12 minutes ago, was Sandusky leading. Reese, pass up for two. Good.
Two-point conversion converted to Canelo Rodriguez.
Yep.
All right. It is 46-6. 40-point lead now. 3:44 to go. KPAC Chiefs with the lead. We'll be right back. Kickoff return here for the PAC Pirates to about the 40-yard line near it. With 3:31 to go. And the clock will run as back to a running clock now for the KPAC Chiefs. They lead 46-6. The touchdown. 1 yard TD by number 99, Devin Corbin. And a 2-point pass to number 11, Brian Canelo Rodriguez. All right. Under center, Cal Hayden. Toss over to Watson. Goes up a slot right side. Maybe about 2 yard gain there, but a good tackle there by KPAC.
Jacob Clowers on the tackle for the Chiefs.
Be 2 yards for PAC. Like PAC Lady Pirates winning the Blue Division Big Thumb title for volleyball. Second down to 7 after the 3 yard gain and incomplete on that last play.
Hayden's pass intended for Thomas West.
You had mentioned that Ubley won their league title, and I think Cass City pretty close to it as well.
Yes.
They've got the M81 sign, not only in football. No, wait, Cass City has it. Well, yeah, they do it for football and for volleyball. Incomplete pass makes it 3rd down and 7. The clock will run with 1:45 to go and counting. 46-6. KPAC Chiefs going to be moving on to victory here. Looking for a pass play. Cal Hayden keeps it and keeps it. Well, the keeper gets the first down from the 43.
Brought down by McCracken.
10-yard run there.
Hayden, he's going to play right till the final whistle here on his last game. One of the only seniors for the PEC Pirates.
He is, isn't he? Yeah. And he had a good season. And, you know, he's got some good passing skills out there. It's just KPEC made it tough tonight.
Yep, he just didn't have a whole lot of time in the pocket.
Under a minute to go here, 46-6, first and 10. At the 46-yard line, Hayden will keep it, slings it up. Caught by number 1, pushed out of bounds. They have to quickly get on the line of scrimmage from the 46.
Rocco Costa on the reception.
And it'll be a timeout called by the PEC Pirates. Heidi wants a touchdown pass in this game for his last game of the season as quarterback. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, Heidi did complete it, but it caught out of bounds, I believe, by Rocco. Costa again?
Yes.
He caught the last one, Rocco Costa, for 31 yards. Low snap. Down to 14 seconds. We'll throw it up. Has a receiver brought down. Near the
west on the reception.
And another timeout with 5.8 seconds to go. It'll bring up short by some yards, but it'll be at the 9-yard line, it looks like. So
third and four. One play left here when they come back.
So they got a 6-yard reception, and that was to West, right?
Yes.
So they're calling a timeout for one more play for Cal Hyden, the senior quarterback here for the Peck Pirates, trying to get into the end zone one more time, and third down and about 4 yards here. Ball is at the 9-yard line, so I believe this is the fourth time they got into the red zone. One of the scores they got into the last score they had.
Yes.
And this is the fourth time they were down here, so.
Yep, Hayden and Brennan Stahl are the two seniors for the Peck Pirates here.
Shotgun position, going for a pass, final play of the game. He catches it. Number 3, Alfaro, brought down to the 10 or 9-yard line. Really didn't go anywhere on that one, and that will end the game. The K-Pack Chiefs move to 5-4 overall, while Peck falls to 5-4. K-Pack Chiefs win big, 46-6. Final game of the regular season for both these teams. Pretty entertaining tonight, yeah. So regardless. We'll be right back for a post-game report. K-Pack over Peck, 46-6. Here on WBGV 92.5. Unofficially, pass for 212 yards. Rushing 66.
They moved the ball up and down. It's just they couldn't capitalize.
They're in the red zone, I think, four times at least.
Yeah.
You add all that up.
And then the two special team plays, it's...
Yeah. So that's 8 times 4, 32,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then add... Yeah. If you get your two-point conversions. And there was another play. They were back around the 30. They could have had something. So, yeah. So...
Just a couple breaks.
Yeah. Young team.
Couple breaks to make it a closer game. It would have been a closer game.
K-Pack's solid team. They're just not at the Brown City Deckerville level.
Yeah,
and that game, that their loss to Auburn Hills Oakland Christian was close, too. So.
Yeah, you have your here and you have
your. Yes. Deckerville and Brown City are way up here, so.
Yeah, and normally Kingston was right there, too, but this year it just wasn't. Kingston was like a you have Deckerville, Brown City, 1A, 1A and 1B.
Yeah.
And then you have Kingston as like
Kingston score more points against Brown City, right? That was a close game.
Yeah, I think it was like a 20-some point game or something like that. Where was that one at when Deckerville
that
played them?
That was at Kingston, I think.
Oh, it was at?
What, the Kingston-Deckerville game?
Yeah.
Oh, that was at Deckerville, I think.
Okay, because the Kingston-Brown City was at Kingston then.
That was at Kingston. Yeah. I think my thumb chugger guys did that one. I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were in Croswell that night.
Yeah.
I think that was Croswell Elmont. I think.
Yep. So let me see how many blocks did I have? Brown City against Kingston, right?
Yep.
Wait, what one did I do? I did Brown City.
Brown City Deckerville.
And then Brown City. I was there.
Who was that one?
Was that last week?
By yourself. Was it? I think so. No.
No, I did Sandusky the week before that.
No, you did Brown City the week before. It was homecoming.
Right.
Brown City, Mayville?
That's right, yeah. And Mayville didn't have their top players.
No.
I see he came back last week, I think, or the week before.
But I don't think that would have much mattered there. They might have scored one touchdown.
Yeah. So we're going to go through the score. I'll let you go through the scoring, and then we'll take a commercial break. I'll come back with the yards for each team.
Okay.
All right, welcome back. Final score. It is the K-Pack Chiefs winning over the Peck Pirates 46-6. Big win here, and here is your scoring recap with Jeremy Burgess.
Okay, in the second half, we had... At 9:05, Sam Schneider with a 38-yard TD run, two-point conversion, no good, to make the score 32-0. Late in the third quarter, with 1:27 left, number 2, Gabe Peters with a 31-yard TD run. Two-point conversion no good, making the score 38-0. And then Peck finally gets on the board late in, or with 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Number 15, Cameron Watson, with a 2-yard run, 2-point conversion no good, making the score 38-6. And then to round out the scoring with 3:44 left in the game, number 99, Devin Corbin from KPAC on the 1-yard TD run, 2-point conversion was good by number 11, Canelo Rodriguez, making the final score 46-6.
KPAC Chiefs with a win, move to 5-4. They do not get to go to the postseason because of the class size. Peck really needed this win and a long shot odds of making it. They were out by 2 points against Adrian Lenaway. Peck, if you heard the pregame, was behind about just under 2 points. So had they won this one, it would have been a big win of playoff points and needed everybody else above them to lose as well, and Adrian Lenaway. So 5-6 spots out. But a good win here for the KPAC Chiefs. Saw some exciting offense, and they got a lot of players coming back next year, as well as Peck Pirates as well. Cal Hyden ends his senior season as well tonight as the quarterback for Peck. I'll have those yards stat report unofficially come back here on WBGV. Again, KPAC with a win over Peck, 46-6. All right, welcome back. We got some final scores. The big one of interest in eight-player football. Checking the thread here. Deckerville wins Lincoln Alcona 50-42. Wow. Also, other scores had Ubley winning big over New Lothrop, 53-20, I believe. Comeback by Reese. They win 26-24. Heartbreak, but a big run by Reese, 69-yard. Touchdown run by Trey Johnson, 26-24. Comeback win by Reese over Sandusky. Cass City over Saginaw MLS, 35-12, and some other scores. Caseville beats CPS. CPS goes winless by 2 points, 22-20. Heartbreak. Thank you to Mike Gallagher of the Salem County News for sending me that final score as well. Lakers winning over Marlette tonight, 46-14, is what we have so far. You have to check our website, salemlakebroadcasting.com. When I head back to the office here. But the win here for KPAC, they win 46-6. And here is the unofficial stat report. We'll start with the Peck Pirates. 212 passing yards. That was basically the offense. They did have 66 yards rushing on the ground. Their lone touchdown came on the ground. It was set up by Cal Hyden with a big run to get that first down and set up the 2-yard run by Cameron Watson for 2 yards. So that's what I got. 66 rushing yards. 212 passing yards for the Peck Pirates. That's what I have right there. That's a quick recap on Peck. And the leading rusher was Cameron Watson, 48 yards. And the leading receiver, it was Hansa Pullman, 103 yards. And he caught all passes. He caught all 1, 6, 7, 8, 9, dropped the last one. So almost perfect there. So it was the passing game here for Peck. Much like it been through the regular season as well. All right, so there we go. Total of 212 passing yards and 66 rushing makes it 278 total yards. That's not counting special teams for the Peck Pirates. We'll come back with the KPAC Chiefs yardage unofficially here on WBGB, 46-6, KPAC over Peck. Croswell loss, 10-7.
Oh.
All right, welcome back here on WBGV. Your stats for the KPAC Chiefs, 389 total rushing yards, just 49-yard passing yards. We only counted two passing. We only counted two key special teams. That was the 80-yard kickoff return to start off the scoring for KPAC for Sam Schneider. He had 240 yards rushing and 1,000 yards at the 70-yard mark for this season. His touchdowns of 10 yards was the second touchdown of the game, I believe. Or was it? Yeah, it was.
Yes.
And then he had a 41-yarder and a 38-yarder. The other rushing touchdown went to Gabe Peters with a 31-yarder. And the last touchdown of the game, it was Devin Corbin with the one-yarder, number 99, the big man. Took him twice to get in the end zone, but he got in for that. And then the other special teams was a punt return by Vach. And that was a 51-yard punt return for Boston Vach, number 3, a K-Pack. So a total of, let me see. I got the passing wrong. 49 passing yards now is what once I added up, and 389 yards rushing for the K-Pack Chiefs. Offensively, total of 438 yards of on scrimmage there. So congrats to K-Pack. 5-4 at least finish. Don't get in the playoffs. Lost by Peck here, 5-4. So
a lot of good things both teams can take into the offseason here.
They'll have a lot coming back. We'll be back to wrap things up here. I'm Eddie Fury, along with Jeremy Burgess. Again, 46-6, K-Pack over Peck. All right, welcome back. Wrapping things up here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you for tuning in during the regular season as we'll get ready for playoffs, Jeremy. Croswell loses tonight, by the way, 10-7 to Ogama Heights. That's way up north in West Branch.
It's a couple-hour drive for them way up there.
Yeah, so that could be a loss of playoff points for Croswell, and they may be on the road come playoffs. They'll be in the playoffs, but they could be on the road. So a shout-out to Mike Gallagher from the St. Louis County News on that. The MHSAA Sunday Selection Show will be this Sunday, 4:30 p.m. on FanDuel Sports Network now. Used to be known as Bally Sports. That's at 4:30 p.m. Sunday. We'll find out where all the teams are going to be paired up at. And, looks like Deckerville is undefeated. They lead in playoff points in Division I for eight-player football. So our coverage will probably lean us towards Croswell or Deckerville. We'll let you know where we're going to be at for sure come Monday as well. But we got a lot of playoff teams in the thumb area moving on to the next round. Unfortunately, your Brown City Green Devils, where you're the announcer at for home games, cannot be in the playoffs despite their record, and they were likely to win tonight as well.
Yep. It's just one of them things.
Yeah. Well, thank you for helping out, and I'm going to enjoy having you with me for the playoffs, Jeremy.
Thank you. It was fun.
All right. Thank you for tuning in, folks, here on WBGV 92.5 FM. A shout-out to all our sponsors and to the Peck Pirates for hosting us here tonight for the end of the regular season as we get ready for playoffs come next week. Thank you for tuning in on WBGV 92.5 FM.